Welcome to Sonic Forge, a podcast about songwriting from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. As far as we know, the book of Ephesians was written to a fledgling group of small churches surrounded by imperial and religious symbols of power in the city of Ephesus. Paul writes these churches a message of unity and reorientation toward the highest power, the resurrected Christ. The song People of Praise leverages the language of Ephesians for a call to worship. What are we invited to as Christians if not to become the people of God, better reflecting His image and love to a world in need?
Into creation, you filled it with intention. Everything was made to give you praise. Even before you made us, you chose to make a promise. You loved us first, you called us yours. There is one body, one spirit, one living hope. We're living it. Teach us to follow you. We are becoming new. Our cornerstone is Jesus Christ. Our hearts are flooded with His light. God, come in and abide. You're making us alive. We were far off, you drew us in, purchased our freedom, forgave our sin, you brought us into your family. You break down every hostile wall, your peace is unexplainable. Lord, build your temple out of us. One living hope, we're living it. Teach us to follow you. We are becoming new. Our cornerstone is Jesus Christ. Our hearts are flooded with His light. God, come in and abide. You're making us alive. You more than we love the things of this world. Shine through us, have your way. We are your people of praise. We love you more than we love the things of this world. Shine through us, have your way. We are your people of praise. Spirit, one living hope, we're living it. Teach us to follow you. We are becoming new. Our cornerstone is Jesus Christ. Our hearts are flooded with His light. God, come in and abide. You're making us alive. Filling all things with yourself. as we lay our lives down. Come and have your way now. Your precious blood has torn the veil. As we lay our lives down, come and have your way now.
All right, go for it, Ted.
Oh, go for it. Oh, yeah. We're here. Yeah, I'm to interview you.
That's right. I wrote it. You're supposed to ask me questions about it.
That's right. Well, okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome. We're glad that you are here today with us on our podcast. We have a special treat for you. We're going to be talking about a new song that's been sung a couple of times in our worship services, and the Lord inspired Pastor Christian to pen this song, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about it. It's called People of Praise. And so, Christian, where did you get the idea from this, first of all?
Sure, yeah. We decided we were going to preach through Ephesians this year. And so I thought if we're going to spend a fair amount of time there, I thought it would be cool to write a song out of that, you know, for the church. You want to write it, or at least I try to write it specifically to our congregation or for our congregation, if it's a worship song, you know. So it's unique to us. And I mean, otherwise we just sing other people's songs, and that's fine
right.
too.
That's
what we
good.
Mostly do, you know.
Yes.
But if I'm going to write for us, then it should be specific. And in this case, I felt like I would just write one, you know, along with what we were going to be preaching. And, you know, we're always looking for an upbeat song. There's people in the church who like the upbeat songs.
Yes.
And we do, honestly, there's a lot more worship songs that are slow than there are fast.
Yes.
You know, and so we recycle a bunch of the same, like, upbeat songs. And so I thought, well, it'd be nice to write an upbeat one.
Yeah, it does. As you listen to it, it does have a good rhythm to it, a good beat to it. And, you know, you're a master of the English language. That's my compliment to you. I'm not. I struggle with that, the rhyme and the rhythm and the meter and, you know, making sure everything fit. And, you know, when you look at the lyrics, you know, first of all, you can tell that it's really drawn out of Scripture. God, you've breathed into creation, you know, basically everything. And the whole purpose is God has made us to be people of worship and people of praise. And you say that in the second line, everything was made to give you praise. And then I like the way that in the third stanza there, you chose to make a promise. You loved us first. That's the promise. You called us yours.
Yeah, this is Ephesians chapter 1. This is New Living Translation. So Ephesians 1, 4, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God.
Oh, and that passage is so rich, you know, and as I sometimes say, it's, you know, as rich as and thick and chocolatey. It's just so good. And to think about how God chose us in him, how God loved us in him, and not only that, God adopted us and claimed us as his own children.
Yeah, a lot of what Ephesians is about, one of the main themes is that combination of the Gentiles into the Jewish community.
You know? Yeah.
And so the Jewish identity, they were God's chosen people. And so you can really see Paul using that language, but talking to the Gentiles. And he, you know, he'll specifically say that as he goes on, that like he's made this new people out of both Jews and Gentiles. I think one of the other things that he's talking about, God blessed us so that the rest of the world will come to know him. Like it says in Psalm 67,
yes.
Right? The reason that he has filled us with this, you know, promise and blessing and inheritance is so that we can be an example to the rest of the world of who God
is.
So in the pre-chorus there, I say, come be known in our praise. And what I'm really trying to center in on is that, like, man, we want to reveal who God is through worship. We want to reveal who he is and what he's done because of what he's done for us and how good he is. We want to, you know, proclaim that and make him known.
And I like the way that you set that apart rhythmically between the verse and the chorus. The pre-chorus, you've got that little rhythm, bump, 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 bump. I like that. That's pretty cool. And because it grabs your attention as a listener, oh, this is something to pay attention to, you know, in the songwriting world. And then the highlight is the chorus. You know, there is one body, one spirit, one living hope. We're living in it.
That term cornerstone is used a lot in describing Jesus, you know, the main stone that the house of the house's foundation.
Yes.
Know? And this is chapter 2, verse 20. Together, meaning Jews and Gentiles, we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. So later on it says, God, build your temple out of us. You know, the corner, again, the temple is the place where God and man meet together, the place where God's spirit comes and dwells. And the point, I think one of the points Paul's making in Ephesians is that, like, Jesus is that new temple. And then we have the same calling to go and be that place where God and man meet. You know, the meeting of heaven and earth in a human being is now a mantle that we share because of the resurrection, you know?
Yes. And we know, you know, the Holy Spirit does dwell within the believers, our thoughts, our actions, our body, you know, where it's a temple where God dwells within us.
And I think that there's a really famous phrase, you know, this is from Ephesians 4, 4:4, for there is one body, one spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all. That's a pretty famous passage, you know?
Yeah, and then the bridge, you know, as a songwriter, you always go into the bridge, you try to create something new and different, and your words are, we love you more than we love the things of this world. Oh, make that, you know, as a preacher, make that true in us, ring that, you know, ever so in our hearts and our minds and our souls and our bodies.
Yeah.
We love you, Lord God, more than we love the things of this world. Shine through us, have your way. We are your people of praise. That brings that highlight there. And then I noticed something that you do a little bit different. Then you kind of go into this interlude and then you come back to the chorus, but it's not real big. You bring the dynamics back down. Why do you do that?
Really, it's designed to help people enter into worship and, you know, experience, hopefully, the presence of God and the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, I mean, almost always, we start our gatherings with an upbeat song. We even call it a gathering song. I have a spreadsheet and it's got a list of songs and they're called gathering songs, you know, because people are still walking in from the outside and you're maybe trying to wake them up and get them started. You're trying to create an atmosphere where they can focus. And so if the music is up and kind of hyped, it's not, you know, hype for the sake of hype. It's trying to match the tempo and the volume. It's all trying to match what the words are. Man, praise you, praise you. We want to build a shout of praise.
Yes.
But then also, you know, there's quiet moments of worship just as relevant and important, you know? And so I think when you take everything down, and it gets quieter, all of a sudden they can't hear everyone singing around them anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they hear their own voice. And that singles it out some more. Maybe it feels more personal, because worship is both. It's both corporate and personal. So that's part of it too. There's a lot of things that happen when you get quiet, so to speak. But yeah, we've been singing this loud praise chorus, and now we make it quiet. And maybe you focus a little more on the words, or maybe you focus a little more on exactly what you're saying. It's kind of like another way to hear it. And then I transition to this ending part. You know, that's about being filled up.
Yes.
And it's also about laying our lives down.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're filling all things with yourself, which is what Ephesians is talking about, how the presence of God is filling the whole world. And then as we lay our lives down, come and have your way now. So it's a surrender, right?
It
is. So it goes from this, man, we're your people of praise and shouting praise, to an expression of surrender. And man, I think really good things can come from that, you know, if you follow that and mean it when you sing it, you know. So you led the song one time too. I wrote it and we did it, and Ted was like, well, let's do it again the next week, which was great. What was your experience of leading it? Did you find, how did it go?
Oh, yeah. Well, leading the song, I enjoyed it very much. I said, oh man, I got to get this right because, you know, Christian wrote this song and I don't want to disappoint him and so forth. My problem was I wanted to play it faster, you know, more upbeat.
Right.
And then I had to really work on, you know, I was trying to model your inflections of your vocal line, and I didn't get it all right. Because I know the second phrase of the bridge part, your melody changes a little bit, and I probably did the bad thing or the simple thing. I kept it the same as the first line.
That's probably better to keep it the same. And that way everybody can follow along.
You know, but I did that. And then, you know, but I really did enjoy leading the song.
You know, the first time I led it, I asked the band to come a little bit early. I had sent them like a rough recording of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, nobody had heard it before, obviously. And but they were into it and they came and we learned it and we played it and got it pretty good. And then as we were going, and it went really well in practice. But then when we started and leading it for the congregation, I totally messed it up. Like I was supposed to, after the chorus, I was supposed to go, or after verse two, I was supposed to go into that pre-chorus.
Pre-chorus.
Bum, 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 that, bum,
yeah,
bum.
That's right.
The whole band did it except for me. And I was into the chorus already. Fortunately, they're a really good band and they caught right back up with me. And I just turned around after it was over and I just like, I'm sorry, everyone. That was entirely my mistake.
Yeah, that's okay.
Which is pretty funny since I wrote the song.
And then like the pad and then the drums. Let's talk about the drums. How'd you do the drums?
Yeah, so I record in Logic and sometimes I'll do just one of their canned drummers, you know, where you can adjust the tempo and have them do fills and stuff.
Right.
But you can also just like type in patterns, drum patterns with different sets. So then, so I typed in a pattern and then occasionally for a fill, I'll essentially type in whatever fill that I want. It's never as good as like a live fill.
Right.
But, cause I don't play drums well enough personally to like mic them and you know, play it exactly how I hear it in my head.
That's cool. And then, yeah, I noticed you had some pads.
Yeah, I had a couple. I had one really soft one and then one that's more like, it's like a synth organ that's almost doing like a competing lead part, but Genie and Steve will do that sometimes. You know, Steve will play one lead part and Genie will kind of hit another lead part and depending on how the songs are arranged. So I was kind of thinking of that as I made it like a
question answer or
a little bit like that.
A little bit like that.
They complement each other, but they're two different lead things. So honestly, so if Steve's not there and Genie just played that, you know, part,
one part.
That is a lead part, you know, or vice versa. So that's kind of how I was thinking of it.
Oh, that's very good. It's a compliment to our worship team in that sense. Yeah, I liked it. I liked the groove and the rhythm and so forth. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah,
good
I job. Like the way it ends. Honestly, I don't know that there's a better thing you can say to the Lord in worship than have your way, you know, like I'm laying myself down and I want you to have your way in me. Like if you can say that and mean it, the Holy Spirit can do really cool things in you, you know, if you invite that. And so I really just think, I mean, there's a lot of good things we can say to God in worship, but I don't know if any of them are better than that, honestly.
Sure. Now, well, here's a question. If I want to listen to it, are you going to put it up on your Bandcamp
Eventually, it'll get up there. Yeah, I don't know. It's not up there yet.
It's not up there yet.
It's still brand new. I'm still working out the kinks, I think, of the vocals. But
The vocals, okay.
This is still maybe a draft of the vocals. We'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, eventually it'll go up there this year.
That'd be great.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
and,
that'd be wonderful.
For now, if people want to hear it, they can come to Zephyr Hills Alliance Church.
Yeah, come to church. And we're going to sing it.
Filled it with intention. Everything was made to give you praise. Even before you made us, you chose to make a promise. You loved us first, you called us yours. Come be known. There is one body, one spirit, one living hope within it. Teach us to follow you. We are becoming new. Our cornerstone is Jesus Christ. Our hearts are flooded with His life. God, come in and abide. Making us alive. We were sin purchased our freedom. Forgave our sin, you brought us into your family. You break down every hostile wall, your peace is unexplainable. Lord, build your temple out of us. One living hope within it. Teach us to follow you. We are becoming new. Our cornerstone is Jesus Christ. Our hearts are flooded with his light. God, come in and abide. You're making us alive. Of the things of this world, shine through us, have your way. We are your people of praise. We love you more than we love the things of this world. Shine through us, have your way. We are your people of praise. One body, one spirit, one living hope, we're living it. Teach us to follow you, we are becoming new. Our cornerstone is Jesus Christ, our hearts are flooded with his light. God, come in and abide, you're making us alive. You're filling all things with yourself. As we lay our lives down, come and have your way now. Your precious blood has torn the veil. As we lay our lives down, come and have your way.
You can find more songs by Pilgrim House, as well as a new album, at pilgrimhouse.bandcamp.com. Sonic Forge is a podcast series from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.